Good evening, everybody. Thank you for attending the meeting tonight. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. I would like to begin by acknowledging the Wilman people as the traditional custodians of the land we're meeting on today, pay respects to elders past and present, as well as the continuation of cultural, spiritual and educational practices of Aboriginal people. Councillors, to ensure clarity and effective communication during this council meeting, I kindly remind you to switch your microphones on when called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded. We've got no apologies tonight. We've got no leave of absence. Public question time. Public question time is limited to a total of 15 minutes of duration, except by consent of the person presiding. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes duration to speak, except by consent of the person presiding. Is there anybody that would like to forward speak? Thank you. We'll go to the next point. Confirmation of the minutes. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor Van Heerden. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday 27 May 26 be confirmed as a true record of proceedings. Anyone wants to comment on this? Put it to a vote. All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.1.1, development application for change of use from coop dwelling to holiday accommodation, lot 2583 Hotham Avenue, Boddington. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder Councillor Prandtl. That Council approve the development application for the change of the use from group dwelling to holiday accommodation for units 1 and 2 at lot 25 on plan 6301 Hotham Avenue, Boddington. Persuasion to the Schedule 2, Part 9, Clause 68 of the Planning and Development Regulations 2015 and subject to the following conditions. I'm not going to read all the conditions. There is 7 of them. There's some advice. Anyone wants to speak for or against this motion? Put it to a vote. All for. Carried 7-0. Item 9.21, Local Government Convention 2026. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder, Councillor Riley. That Council confirms the Shire President and Deputy Shire President as the voting delegates for the Walga Annual General Meeting 2026. Could I get a show of hands for the councillors that's planning to attend? Councillor Prandtl, Councillor Carrots. The endorses that Councillor Prandtl and Carrots attend the 26th Walga Local Government Convention. I'll be there too. Can we put that to a vote? All for? Carried 7-0. Item 9.2.2, request for extension of Moorts Road closure and revised realignment. Can I get a mover to read this item? Councillor McPherson, seconder. Councillor Prandtl. That Council supports South 32 Worsley Alumina request for Moorts Road to remain closed until April 29, including the revised Moorts Road realignment subject to detailed design and all relevant approvals being completed to the satisfaction of the Chief Executive Officer, and B, South 32 Worsley Alumina meeting all costs associated with the continued closure, revised alignment, road reserve changes and related works. Item 2 authorises the Chief Executive Officer to negotiate and execute a revised permit or other appropriate agreement to reflect the revised closure period to 30 April 29, provided that the revised permit or agreement, and there's 5 clauses attached to this. Would anyone like to speak to this item? Councillor McPherson?
I would like that we get Morts Road back. My biggest problem with this, as the item stands, South 32 could keep the road closed until 15 of April 2031, when it would reach the damages cap for the $511,350 at $350 a day. The removal of the set date opens this up to continuing delays.
Thank you. Councillor Kessler.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to point out, as a recently appointed councillor, I don't have the history or the baggage that these decisions involve, so it's rather a complicated issue for me. I think the realignment would be a better solution in terms of aesthetics, but I'm also concerned that we've been down this road before and this is not the first extension to the closure. We only had 11 responses to the public comment request, which implies a significant degree of apathy in my mind, and 6 out of the 11 were for it and 4 weren't. So I'm tending towards being for the proposal, but I have concerns.
Thank you. Anybody else would like to speak to the item? Can we put it to a vote? All for extending the closure? Carried 7-1. Against? Lost. 6-1. Item 9.3.1, payment listings. Can I get a mover to read the item? Councillor Prandtl, Councillor van Heerden seconded it. That council received a list of payments for the month ending 31st March 26 as presented. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All for. Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.2, financial report. The mover for this item, Councillor Riley, seconder Councillor McPherson. That council received the financial statements as presented for the period ending 31st May 26. Somebody wants to speak to this item? Can we put it to a vote? All for. Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.3, consideration of advertised differential rates. Can I get a mover for the item? Councillor Carrot, seconder Councillor Kessler. That council notes that no submissions were received in relation to the proposed differential rates and minimum payments for 26-27. The request that the Chief Executive Officer proceed with the budget preparations based on the following rates in a dollar and minimum payment in accordance with the statement of objection and reason contained in attachment 9.3.3a. Item 3, authorised the Chief Executive Officer to proceed with the application for ministerial approval to impose differential rates for UV commercial and UV mining category. Anyone wants to speak to the item? Put it to a vote. All for. Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.4, council policies review. Can we get a mover for this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder. Councillor McPherson. That council adopts the council meeting recording policy as presented in attachment 9.3.4a, adopts the amended council member records policy as presented in attachment 9.3.4b. Would anyone like to speak to this item? I think it's the next one. This one?
Yeah, Madam President, I'd like to defer this until our next meeting in July.
Could I get a seconder for Paul's motion? Seconded Councillor Prandtl. This becomes our substantial motion. Can we put this new motion to a vote? All four? Carried 7-0. So the new motion is that we defer this item to next month's meeting. Can I get a vote on this? All four? Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.5, Council Policy Amendment, Unreasonable Public Contact. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Kessler, seconder Councillor McPherson, that Council adopts the amended Unreasonable Public Contact Policy as presented in Attachment 9.3.5A. Anyone wants to speak to this item? Put it to a vote, all four. Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.6, appointment of the deputy of the presiding member Audit Risk and Improvement Committee. Can I get a mover and a seconder for this item? Councillor Carrots, Councillor Kessler. That council appoints Peter Stubbs as the independent deputy of the presiding member of the Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, with the appointment concluding at the next local government election in accordance with the committee's terms of reference. Anyone want to speak on this item? Put it to a vote, all four. Carried 7-0. Item 9.3.7, adopting of the Strategic Resource Plan 2026 to 2036. Can I get a mover and seconder for this item? Councillor McPherson and Councillor Van Heerden. That council endorse the Shire of Boddington Strategic Resort Plan 2026 to 2036 as contained in Attachment 9.3.7A. Anyone would like to speak to this item? Put it to a vote. All four. Carried 7-0.